This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, many times we are sad because we count what has gone wrong in our lives and we tend to count those things that we feel are negative in our lives. But we don't realize Allah Almighty says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. In Surah An-Nahl, verse number 18, Allah Almighty says, if you were to try to count the favors of Allah upon you, you will never be able to count them. But if you want to count some of the things Allah didn't give you, you can count those. So, as humankind, here is revelation. When we reconnect with revelation, we realize that Allah Almighty, what He has not given us, we can count those things, perhaps 5 things or 10 things, or even if there are 20 things, but you've counted 20 and it stops there. But what He has given us, you won't ever be able to count according to Allah. So your heartbeat, your life, your eyes, your noses, your tongues, your whatever else it may be, that's only starting with some of the organs. And then the favors of Allah, one after the other, you will not be able to count them. So the point being raised is Allah grants us happiness and contentment by looking at what we have and concentrating on it rather than concentrating on what we don't have that is actually limited. So what you don't have, you can count it. Meaning, you know how many things they are that you don't have. What about what you have? You will never be able to count that. So that's verse number 18 of Surah An-Nahl, where Allah Almighty beautifully tells us that, you know, He is most forgiving, most merciful, and He wants us definitely to be able to thank Him. That's why He has flooded the goodness upon us, one after the other. My brothers and sisters, Allah knows what you conceal and He knows what you reveal. There is nothing that you can hide from Allah. And this is why we say the issue of accountability, the fact that we are going to return to Allah, the issue of being bothered about what Allah would have to say about what you are doing or saying is far more important. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. Verse number 19 of Surah An-Nahl, where Allah Almighty says, it is Allah who knows what you conceal and what you reveal. People may never understand what you've said or what you are doing. Allah knows. Deep down, He knows your intentions. He knows your fears. He knows the hidden deeds of the heart. He knows, for example, that you're jealous of someone, or He knows the envy, the enmity, whatever else it may be, that which is unseen, hidden. And He also knows what you have revealed, what you have shown, what people can see. He knows that. And He is the best judge. He knows everything. So when we realize that Allah Almighty knows absolutely everything, we cannot hide from Allah. Some people commit a sin behind the backs of human beings because they are worried. What are people going to think of me? When it comes to a sin, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand you cannot hide from Allah. If you think for a moment that Allah Almighty will not know what you did, you're mistaken. He is your maker. He created you from nothing. He brought you into existence. He is going to take you back wherever He wishes. You cannot hide from Allah Almighty. And this is why the best thing to ever do, simply develop a relationship with Allah and seek His forgiveness. The Quran speaks about taqwallah. How many times have we heard, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, O you who believe. O you who believe, develop the correct relationship with Allah. You know, taqwallah refers to piety. It refers to God consciousness. It refers to an element of the fear of Allah. The fear that is born out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to go against His command and His instruction. That is Allah. My brothers, my sisters, what's of utmost importance is for us to know that if my relationship with Allah is good, nothing can harm me. Nothing will hurt me or damage me or bring me down, because Allah is the one who will strengthen me all the time. But if we have a weak relationship with Allah, in that case, shaitan or the devil will tamper with us. We will not realize the importance of worship. We won't realize the importance of modest dress. We won't realize the importance of being upright, great character, great conduct, helping others, being kind to creatures of the Almighty, including animals. We won't realize the importance of worship because we don't even have a relationship with Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty warns us, and this is something interesting regarding revelation. When you reconnect with revelation, you realize the warnings that come from Allah Almighty. Do you know, man thinks that he has achieved so much. But Allah says, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have not been given knowledge except a little droplet, a small portion of it, a very minute portion of knowledge. That's what you have. You take a look at the discoveries that man is making every day is proving to man how insignificant he is. Because planets are being discovered, millions of them, on a daily basis. And that's a fact. There are telescopes that have gone out into space, the latest, that there are sending back images of mind-boggling planets across, subhanallah, the existence. And it goes on for millions of light years. Subhanallah. And yet man thinks he's a big deal. Allah Almighty says, do you know, if Allah wanted, those who plan and plot evil, Allah could cause the earth to open and swallow them. أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Those who plan and plot evil plots on earth. أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. Those who are planning and plotting evil things and sins. Do they feel safe from Allah Almighty causing the earth to open up and swallow them within? Or for Allah to send a punishment against them? Do they feel secure? Which means, do they really think we cannot do that? Allah is just warning us to say, the punishment is real. We can punish you at any time. We can turn your world upside down if we wish. So, what should you do? Well, Revelation says, develop the relationship with Allah and seek forgiveness. Constantly seek forgiveness for the sins you have committed, for those knowingly committed and those unknowingly committed. At times out of human error or human weakness, a person commits a sin or makes a mistake. And Allah says, we will forgive those people. You simply have to turn back to me and you ask forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive me. I regret what I've done. I won't do it again. I seek your forgiveness. And there you go. You're forgiven by Allah Almighty. But if a person has transgressed against Allah in a big way, has never ever worshipped Allah, if a person has defied Allah Almighty for as long as he or she is alive, there is hope that if they turn to Allah, Allah will forgive them because they haven't died. The examination is not over. The worldly examinations that we have, there is a limited time, an hour or 2 hours, after which the invigilator declares the end of the examination and you've got to put your pens down. The same applies in life. Life being a test, as the Quran tells us, there is a time when your test will come to an end. The invigilator would announce that this is the end, for example, of your test. You cannot write anymore. Everything is done. It's over. Your deeds are sealed. They're going across. And you know what? You have to make sure before that day comes that you have the correct answers, or you've written the correct answers for those particular tests that have been chosen for you in your life. So this is why we say Revelation will remind you that you are going to return to Allah. Revelation will remind you that Allah has the capacity to punish. But by His mercy, He won't. If you are turning to Him, what comes to you in your direction would actually be the mercy of Allah. You will be content and you will be happy. May Allah Almighty grant us contentment. May Allah Almighty have mercy on all of us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكروا